Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yes, it does. And yesterday went about as good as I think you could expect. The Diggs trade validated, not that it needed to be, but with where they are right now, I think we're having a lot of the same discussion, and I don't see any criticism of the decision to trade back to 19. And quite frankly, the other thing that crossed my mind, golly, I'm glad that they're not in this quarterback business, because that is an absolute disaster right now.
It's a bleep show. Here's the thing. You know, we were talking about, couldn't have gone, everybody's talking about it. Couldn't have gone any better. I think it's almost to the point of like, this was like fantasy world.
This was like fantasy
world.
Well, I'm getting greedy now to where I'm just looking at the best available, and I'm wondering if I can get two of them.
I said that. I put that in my notes as well. In fact, I'm wondering if you want to get really, really greedy, trade back, get your two guys. Trade back a couple of spots, get your two guys, and add another third or fourth round pick or whatever it may be. I mean, that's how much of a fantasy world it was. Like, let's think about some of the things you and I have talked about all week. Well, we want quarterbacks and wide receivers taken. Six quarterbacks.
Tackles.
Seven wide receivers. I mean, just like that, like off the top.
Well, and there's two really good ones
that are still there
for the Texans to perhaps take.
Yeah. And then remember that list yesterday? I said, you don't want to hear these guys' names called today. You really don't want to hear these guys' names called. None of them but one were called. Only Xavier Leggett was called. All those other guys I said, you don't want to hear, they're still available. Like it's fantasy world how well this worked out.
Yeah, it worked out, and they are set up very, very nicely to where there's a number of possibilities for Nick Caserio. We're gonna take you up to the draft. You've come to the right place in the Loop Sports Radio 610 Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. For me right now, I mean, if you want to go DB, perhaps Dejean or Kool-Aid is there. If you want to go D line. I know that a lot of people like Newton, a lot of people like Fisk. If you want to go receiver, McConkey, Adonai Mitchell are there. Linebacker, Cooper out of A&M is there. Safety, you can have a crack at your first safety. I mean, this is lined up about as nice as you could possibly ask for it to be lined up. And the possibilities are endless, and I'm very happy. Because the rumor started intensifying, but I am very happy that Nick Caserio kept it together and did not trade up.
I said it yesterday. I believe it even more now. I think that was all just floating a little balloon, trying to see, as Figgy said, see if he can find a sucker, or maybe just sort of try to manipulate the draft a little more, get people to jump up in into the draft, into positions that he wanted them to, or whatever. I mean, it's been just a brilliant offseason, and yesterday didn't hurt at all. Here's the other thing. You know, the three positions that you and I have kind of been on a consensus agreement that they really need the most help: linebacker, cornerback, tight end, right? We pretty much agree those are the three spots where, yeah, immediately they could use some help. Only one tight end was taken, only three linebackers, and all three were hand in the dirt guys. So they weren't really like linebackers like D'Amico once, you know, and only three cornerbacks were taken. Like, dude, this is I went to bed last night. We talked about this. You know, all the thoughts are going to be spinning in your head as you go. Man, I slept like a baby because I was like, it's like if you drew it up and then like said, OK, this is how I want it to go. Now let's make it even better. That's what happened. It was even better than you could have drawn up.
What is your dream scenario now? I mean, given, because it's one thing to say it yesterday, and this is kind of why I was hesitant to go too all in on something when it wasn't really in your control. But now that you see, yesterday you were talking linebacker, and that's still a possibility, but it almost seems like there's more possibilities than you anticipated. So I don't know that you anticipated that Dejean and Kool-Aid would be available. I don't know that you anticipated Adonai Mitchell and McConkey could be available.
Rake Straw.
Where are we at now when it comes to the possibilities?
Yeah, that was the one thing that I was kind of like hedging on a little bit, because I've been saying, dude, it's going to be a linebacker. It's got to be a linebacker. It's going to be a linebacker. Gun to my head, I still think it is. I still think it'll be Edgren Cooper or Junior Colson. But you hit it on the head. I mean, Dejean, hell, a wide receiver. They're still there. So I think what it's going to come down to, who do they love the most? Like, who is like number one on their board right now that maybe they can go ahead and bump up and get if they like them that much? If not, they can just wait there and go into those buckets. Nikki Buckets, baby, he's been hooping, and he was hooping last night.
In the division, the AFC South, I felt, if we are going to localize it.
I'm really glad you brought this up.
I didn't think it was
nothing.
It was okay, mm-hmm. But I would say I would say good for Jacksonville for being able to trade back and then get a receiver, although I know you're not as high on him and I'm not either. But the Tennessee Titans, man. They wanted Alt so bad.
Yeah.
And then Jim Harbaugh comes in and gets him, and they get, I think he was like,
he's a bad dude.
I saw.
Mm-hmm. He might have killed Roger Goodell.
Yeah. The Tennessee Titans just kind of a non-factor for me yesterday.
I'm glad you brought up the division, because I think that's also feeding into the you couldn't have drawn it up better. Oh, yeah, you could have, and then you did. Because you mentioned Brian Thomas Jr. I have not – look, I know he's had, 1,100 yards and all that. I know his numbers. Watching him, especially compared to, Malik Nabers and some of the other receivers that we saw this year in the SEC, he's a super fast receiver, super fast. That's it. Like he doesn't scare me in Jacksonville. Like, he's a first-round wide receiver. I know there's reason that he got taken there. But I think in terms of, worst-case scenario, he is not the worst-case scenario. Then – Latu with Indianapolis, that dude's an injury waiting to happen. Now, I know he has some great, the same surgeon that had worked
with him. Dude, he medically retired, bro.
They said he wasn't going to play football anymore.
He medically retired, but he's, I mean,
he has
he's
the same surgeon.
I think
Peyton,
he's good,
man.
But.
No, he's good. Look, these are first round picks. Of course they're good, but they don't scare me in the division. And Latham, I like. Latham, I remember him, was it 2 years ago in the national, or in the college football playoff? He was just a monster. And then, just watching him, he's really good, and he almost broke Roger Goodell's back again, but that's a different story.
Did Roger Goodell break his back, or did he just
he had
have
surgery?
Surgery?
Yeah. He had surgery.
What kind of surgery?
It was back surgery 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I wonder how
they should have told these guys.
Serious it was.
Don't throw Roger around
like
a rag doll.
Suck it up, brother. If the player's sucking it up, you go in there and suck it up, man.
But yeah, division didn't scare me that much with what they got.
Yeah, the trade was validated. We heard from C.J. Stroud. We'll get to some of that. We'll get to Stephon Diggs. 713-572-4610. What are you feeling now when it comes to the Texans. I think the most popular names are still available. I do wonder what's going to happen in front of them, but you only got 10, and then it's all bets are off. If you want your crack, two positions that have been polarizing around here, safety and running back. Right now, there hasn't been a safety or running back really selected.
What running back you want? Because you can get him.
Benson.
No, so you can get any of them.
Yeah, I want Benson.
Yeah, Benson's definitely there. Quorum, I like. You're not as high as Brooks as I am, but I think he's good. You can get any of the running backs you want.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. The draft was yesterday. Diana Rossini did report right around 21. She started reporting and others started reporting that Nick Caserio, she didn't reuse the word desperately, but he was aggressively working the phones. So that tells you right there that there's someone that they liked. Now, whether or not that person went, that's to be determined, but that tells you that there was someone that they liked, and Nick Caserio was there. Now, whether or not that's true could be an exaggeration, but according to Rossini, who is someone that you need to trust at this point when it comes to the Texans, Nick Caserio was perhaps trying to get up into the first round.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I still have my doubts about that whole thing. I mean, I get it, but she got the story. I don't doubt the impetus, but behind the story is what I have questions about. I just don't, because there was no, at that point when she kind of reported it again, it was clear the Texans didn't need to do a damn thing and they were going to have options today. It was already clear because all the quarterbacks had been taken,
Unless they're just obsessed with somebody.
With one particular player, yes. So I still have my doubts about that. I think that was Nick being very shrewd and smart and throwing up that test balloon, as I said.
Well, what does he benefit from that? And how does he even have time? He's trying to put up smoke screens or what?
Well, I don't know if it's a smoke screen. Maybe get somebody to jump up thinking the Texans were going to draft somebody. You know what I mean? Just kind of that whole sort of cat and mouse thing that they like to play.
I'm really, really, really confused by what in the hell. I know Eminem was a big part of the draft yesterday. One of the songs on his original album was Brain Damage.
Mm-hmm.
They might as well play that anytime the Buffalo Bills logo is shown during the draft. What on earth are they doing? They trade Stephon Diggs to the Texans, and then you knew it, I knew it. I said it on March 3rd. Xavier Worthy's going to be a Kansas City Chief. Buffalo, with their arch rival, the team that has prevented them from winning the Super Bowl, they put Xavier Worthy in the only situation that is an ultimate threat to the rest of the league. What on earth is Buffalo doing?
Buffalo and Atlanta. Those were two of the, like, people are bad at their jobs in every industry. You're going to have somebody in your building, in your office, that just suck. They're just bad at their jobs. The NFL is no different.
Here we go, baby.
The NFL is no different. Like the Falcons, Fontenot, and the Bills, they're just dumb. They're just bad at their jobs.
What is going on with them? Are they just saying F it?
Dude, like
the Bills are bad, man.
What are they doing?
What the hell are the Falcons? I almost said the F.
And then they traded one spot. And by the way, we might have to apologize to the GM of the Panthers. Maybe he actually did tell Leggett, and Leggett just blew the cover. So they traded up one spot just to make sure they got it.
But what in the hell? No one should ever feel bad for Terry Fontenot or Raheem Morris, ever, ever. They did.
Well, according to Rap, that it was all Arthur Blank. You're talking about drafting
Hell
Penix?
Hell no.
That's what Rap said.
Arthur Blank was standing there like, what the bleep, dude? Why'd you draft a quarterback? Okay, and you can just see him working his hands. When you start talking with your hands like that, you know he's in
so
trouble.
So somebody's about to jump up and get him, so we he's have like, to so come we, get him.
You have to realize, like, 2 years down, he's not guaranteed anymore.
I was doing the stream.
Did you see him working his
I was doing the stream, and I was like, oh, man, because we were trying not to spoil, and I was like, okay, well, here comes the internet breaking, and Stutes was like, why are they showing Michael Penix? And I was like, welp.
I told my wife as we're watching this thing, I showed her on my Twitter, and this is awful, but I said, I can read his lips. He's saying, what had happened was. So here, Arthur, so what had happened was, like dumb. I mean, they're, no matter how much heat they get, and they're getting it already, and how much hotter it gets when this thing becomes a bleep show, and Kirk Cousins starts popping off, which he's prone to do, about how dumb it was, don't feel sorry for these guys. They did it themselves because they're dumb. Like, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Penix? First of all, Penix is a risk. Oh, boy, we had that private workout, boy. Ooh, boy, that was good.
No, they didn't even. They just went for 40 minutes. They didn't visit with him.
I read this morning they actually went to Washington one day.
Yeah, for 40 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, was it a workout? I thought it was a workout.
Yeah, it was 40 minutes. Okay, it was the open one.
Yeah, that blew him away. That blew him away. You know, and Kirk Cousins, 65 guaranteed? Arthur Blank should have just been slapping him. Like, what the hell are you doing? And he's going his arm. Okay, like, so, and he closed his fist like okay, got to go to this. You have to realize we're big picture. Like,
now, it was funny listening to ESPN before they made the pick. They're like, oh, no, they could take a quarterback here. They need so much more. They got Kirk Cousins. They need somebody that can rush the quarterback.
Yeah. He says, man, we'll never be in this position again. You sure about that? Are you sure about that? Oh, man. And then the Bills, of course. You mentioned the Bills.
I cannot fathom. I cannot believe. I just cannot even comprehend being in this quarterback market. Like, with the – having C.J. Stroud is awesome. It's fantastic. But even the other quarterbacks last year that we were talking about, the Richardsons and the Levises that we kind of rolled our eyes at, and I know a lot of people rolled their eyes at Bryce Young. Like, I could not imagine living in a world. Maybe this is me being a quarterback hipster. Maybe this is me being a quarterback snob. Where drafting Bo Nix or Michael Penix in the top 12 of the draft is what I'm what the future of your franchise rests on. Yeah. I do not want that life.
Yeah.
Imagine if we waited to get a quarterback this year.
It would suck.
Oh, my gosh.
It would suck.
I was like, man, get C.J. Stroud now. You don't know how it's going to be next year, man.
And by the way, what was Drake May doing? Was he bored? Did he not want to go to New England? I've never seen someone look so unexcited to go somewhere. I was trying to – you try to read the body language, and sometimes you can tell when it's coming down. What was going on with Drake May?
Yeah.
He looked miserable to go to New England.
He did. He did. The whole quarterback thing for sure. But, you know, I'm starting to – it was so bad, I'm like – hell, maybe Stephon Diggs was right. Like, it wasn't him. It was those bozos in Buffalo, and the coach is McDermott, the general manager. And, you know, like it wasn't. Maybe Stephon Diggs was like.
Figgy, me and Figgy were watching it, and I was like, oh, Buffalo's up. And everybody, oh, well, you know, oh, who what they traded with Kansas City. And then it was like, well, you know it, I know it. Everybody knows what this is now, so we don't even need to see this pick.
Yeah.
Just show Xavier Worthy, and there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have speed. And I don't think Xavier Worthy is like a wide receiver. I don't even think he's the best wide receiver out of
but
Texas.
But he's super fast.
Yeah.
It's Buffalo fast for you, man.
And then I heard someone saying, well, you know, he didn't visit with the Chiefs.
Dude, Mahomes texted him after he ran the 40. Who do you need to visit with?
And we're getting variations of this on the text board. This is the other thing that's so stupid about Atlanta and Penix. One of them said, one tech said, Kirk Cousins is 35. Why not draft a future
quarterback? They gave him two guaranteed years. He's got $100 million guaranteed the next 2 years,
if you're picking the quarterback 8 overall, he need to play.
It's then, 2 years, $100 million guaranteed, and then the 4 years. If it were just 1 year, yes. It's 2 years, $100 million.
And then another tech says, wait till 2 years after they cut Cousins. You're going to see why they did this. Here's the other part. He's going to be 28.
Yeah, he's also old.
He's going to be 28 with Kirk Cousins.
Michael Penix is an older prospect. CJ was 21. This guy's 24, 25.
Yeah, he's going to be 27 maybe. Well, yeah, but he's like, he's going to be like, oh, does he still have anything left? Hell, he hadn't even started. I mean, he hadn't even started. Oh, my God. That was the dumbest thing. That was the Bills was dumb, but the Atlanta thing was just, you're completely just, you know, ignorant.
And the Raiders had to just be sitting there. I don't know whether they wanted a quarterback or not, but the Raiders, I mean, God bless them. I wouldn't have drafted a quarterback, a tight end in the top 10, but they're just sitting there like,
Got a hun.
Oh, there's Brock Bowers. Okay.
Yeah, you got a hun.
Nah, it got canceled out because Bo Nix went first round.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, McClain texted me. He actually said, I told him, he said he was going to come give me the 100 or the 200 if he lost next week. I was like, well, just come in anyway, sir.
Yeah, the last time I saw him, he actually told me he was going
to
do that.
He might come in next week.
They went back to back, Bo Nix and Brock Bowers.
Yeah, so it canceled out very quickly. But, I mean, the Raiders are just sitting there and, okay, well, we'll take Bowers. Okay, that's cool. All right.
They might have got saved by that. To be honest, all them quarterbacks going off the board.
They're probably just thrilled.
There might be one, maybe two good quarterbacks here.
I don't even know about that. Yeah. But I'm just glad we're not in that business, and I'm glad things went the way that they did. 713-572-4610 here on a Football Friday, one of the best Football Fridays that we will ever discuss. Coming up next, there was a report that Nick Caserio was trying to trade into the first round, and C.J. Stroud might have tipped his hand as to what Nick Caserio was trying to do. The one that got away, according to your quarterback, and could another receiver be in the Texans' future real soon? Football Friday next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.